Elsewhere, a secret U.S. court renews the government's authority to carry out a controversial spying program exposed by whistleblower Edward Snowden. The U.S. National Intelligence Agency has disclosed publicly that the government had filed an application with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court seeking the renewal of the authority to collect phone data. Last month, Edward Snowden revealed Washington was collecting phone records of millions of Americans. U.S. officials had claimed the government was conducting only a relatively small number of searches, despite the large volume of telephone records collected. The court ruling comes as U.S. lawmakers pledge to impose limits on the government's authority to collect phone records. Activist and political commentator Mr. Mark Mason joins us now from San Francisco. Mr. Mason, welcome to the program. It seems that the U.S. Is keen on continuing with the phone eavesdropping and spying saga. What are your thoughts about the court order to renew the program?
I think it tells us, among another, yet another statement from the court system, that the court system, and indeed not only the judiciary, the legislative and the executive branch, that we have a constitutional crisis in the United States. The FISA court is 11 judges who are appointed. They are appointed judges who are appointed by another judge who's also been appointed. So Justice John Roberts was appointed by then President George Bush. John Roberts, the appointed judge, appoints another 11 judges who are holding a secret court and issuing secret rulings. So this whole system is illegitimate.
Mr. Mason, another question that comes to mind is the whole issue of the clutch that Washington wants to have on Americans' phone records. What's so important about their phone records, and what are they looking for?
This has nothing whatsoever to do with national security, nothing. First, we have the Pentagon, and the National Security Agency is a division of the Pentagon. So we have the military spying on American citizens. And all of this is being done, much of it, I should say, more than half of it, by outsourced contracted labor, such as Booz Allen Hamilton, who Edward Snowden was a contractor for the NSA. So this is about money, corporate power, and the surveillance of American citizens. Nothing whatsoever to do with national security.
All right, thank you very much, activist and political commentator Mr. Mark Mason, joining us from San Francisco.